father that listened to this name. Here he remembered that even the melody of this beautiful name shouldn't be good to everyone. There is that story about Sultan Bayezid. They say he was sitting, somebody entered and said, "Oh, my peer, I was coming here right at the first square. That guy was admiring you." Peer started to cry and say, "How pity on me if he is admiring me." Rumi himself in this book will give you the key. The key to the good stuff. What is the good stuff? Rumi said there are two signs which could show you something is good. The good people should like it and the bad people should dislike it. These are two signs. If somebody is liked by anyone, that something is neutral. This is stuff we are talking about. It's not for everyone. This is for the seekers, for the people who do not believe they are the best possible of them. They want to change, they want to improve, they want to see differently. Yes?
Tell, what single blessing is there in the world from which some group of people is not excluded? What profit have the ox and the ass in sugar? Every soul has a different food. But if that food is accidental to it, then admonition is the correction for it. As one who from disease has become fond of clay, though he may suppose that that is indeed his food. He has forgotten his original food and has betaken himself to the food of disease. Having given up honey, he has eaten poison. He has made the food of disease as fat.
Okay, he's bringing an example that maybe it's not very tangible to you, because you don't think that the people on earth will eat dirt, do you? I have seen these people. They exist. Even I have seen them in the confusion of pregnancy, when all the chemical will change. The confusion is there. In that confusion, they are attracted to the smell of humid earth, because humid earth smells really good. Yeah, that's the origin. That's what we are made of. So you will be attracted to it. But he will insist upon this. He didn't say, okay, there are some sick people like this, right? He made 4 or 5 verses about it, that these people are sick. They think that that's a good stuff to them. They will like that because they have forgotten everything. He's preparing some opening to give you another big hint that you should highlight and remember always, which is قوت اصلی بشر نور خداست. قوت حیوانی مر او را ناسزاست. He wants to say this, declare this, say it in English.
Man's original food is the light of God. Animal food is improper for him.
I don't know how you could translate bashar to man, because man is mard, and there is a lot of masculine name for human. But bashar is a human being. Mankind. And he would say the main food for mankindness or humanity is the light of Haq. That light is what will nurture humanity. The food of the animal is not a good one for the human being. This is what he declares, yes?
But in consequence of disease, his mind has fallen into this, that day and night he should eat of this water and clay. pale
you
face.
See that he shouldn't eat from this water and clay. You remember the first mixture? The first mixture is a clay, actually, right? But there is an additional water of knowledge later. Both this water and clay at the end of the day. That witty animal is the animal, because something else is there. When you talk about justice, no animal should understand it or could be the subject of it. Is there any justice towards an animal? An animal will kick another animal and will kill it. Shall we call the police? Bring to the justice? Is there a justice over there? Yes, if the animal is not tame and it's Peter's and Peter doesn't control it wisely and it will kill the dog of someone, he should pay the price, but not the animal. Because for animals, there is no good or bad. Animal is trying to remain alive, survival. That's all it does, and it's all good. In all different ways they do it, it's lovely. But when it comes to us, there is something else. We understand the justice. We understand the right. Animals, they say lies. They show lies. They cheat. But they don't do it with consciousness over there and with the pain and with regret and sorrow. There is no such a feeling in them. They do it. If the trick works, they're happy. Do they have double thought about it? Maybe this time I shouldn't run that fast, let the tiger catch me, because the poor tiger needs milk for the children. These are nonsense. But it's here. I just painted it for you. It's in me. Therefore, for me, killing the animal should bring in all those questions. That is this, okay, this is beneficial, but what's the benefit? Is it good for? Good for whom? And is it good altogether? All these questions are there. You cannot avoid them. So, that thought of the animal that, let's get it, if I could, is not worthy of you. Yes?
Pale-faced, weak-footed, faint-hearted, where is the food of by heaven which hath tracks? That is the food of the chosen ones of the sovereignty. The eating thereof is without throat or instrument.
You see? That's the food. The food that doesn't need the throat, doesn't need the teeth, the mouth. Swallowing the essence. That's what I'm talking about, and it's specially made for some special people. Yeah.
The food of the sun is from the light of the throne. To the envious and devilish is from the smoke of the carpet.
Here again, that envious is hasud, and hasud is jealous. Because envy is not that negative. Jealous is the negative one, and that's hasud, right? Good. Yes?
God said concerning the martyrs, they are receiving sustenance. For that food there was neither mouth nor dish.
How about that one? Allah ta'asabanna allazina gutilu fi sabilillah amwata al ahyaun inda rabbihim yurzaqun. Please do not count the people who died for haq. They are alive, and Haqq is feeding them. We'll give them their daily portion. That's your zakum. Means what? Means to us? To us, there are two kinds of death. To animal, there is one.
Death is ceasing to live. They call it death. To us, there are some people, their heart is dead. To us, they are dead. Period. We hope a magic will revive them. It's possible, but they are dead. Because when they don't play their part in this we, they don't count. What's the difference? Let's say there is a man sitting in a cave, alone. He has been there for 60 years, and another 20 years, he has all the food and things like that, and he will die. So what if he thought about this or that? Does it matter? Someone was in a cave and died. This happened 2,000 years ago or yesterday. Doesn't matter. Because we're not talking about someone. We're not talking about a living creature. We're talking about someone who is carrying a portion of humanity. A part of that we is in it. How? How does it happen? Remember the beginning of this book? How was the beginning of this book? Nushin. The beginning of this book, he talked about Hisham al-Din, right? He said this Hisham al-Din guy was digging the sky of, I don't know, going up and learning more and becoming better and all that, but nothing happened in that time when he came back. Because when you go and look for something good, but the value is when you bring it back to we. That information comes in we. Let's say 500 years ago, someone discovered the existence of bacteria, and he discovered the antidote. All the vaccination, right? Then he kept it secret because he wouldn't share it with anyone. To him, the people were not worthy. And he died. And that information died with him. So what? Like he didn't exist. To us, Pasteur exists because he shared it with everyone. Now everyone knows what the vaccination is. So bring it back, that we is important, not I. That simple I, individual I, is sunk in the illusion of separation. There is no separation. We are all in it, especially when it comes to humanity. Yes, Peter.
The heart is eating the food from every single companion. The heart is getting it excellence from every single knowledge. Every human being's form is like a cup. The eye is a percipient of his reality. You eat something from meeting with anyone, and you carry away something from conjunction with any associate. When planet comes into conjunction with planet, the effect appropriate to them both is assuredly produced. As the conjunction of man and woman brings to birth the human being, and sparks arise from the conjunction of stone and iron, and from the conjunction of earth with rains, fruits and greenery and sweet herbs, and from the conjunction of green things with man, joy of heart and carelessness and happiness. And from the conjunction of happiness with our souls are born our beauty and beneficence. Our bodies become capable of eating and drinking when our desire for recreation is satisfied.
You see, if it go on
over and over, what